Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Growth Digger, where we talk about everything growth, not just at the top of the funnel, but throughout the customer journey through creative marketing, better customer experiences, and customer success. I'm very fortunate to have Ivan, who's also a marketer at heart and by profession as well. He's been doing it for over 15 years. He heads up, he's the founder and CEO at Comrade Digital Marketing, which has been at the cutting edge of helping small businesses with their growth marketing needs. Ivan, anything would you like to add to your introduction here?
Hi, Taran. Very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me to this episode, to this podcast. You summed it up pretty well. It's been 15 years. I can't even believe it. I guess the only addition would be that we focus on the growth of local service businesses, and we do it with the help of digital marketing. Specifically, search engine marketing is our specialty. And we've been a generalist agency for majority of our journey. I want to say maybe 6 years ago, we decided to fully niche down. We started with legal and then added home services as a second category. And now we're doubling with healthcare, which would be our next sort of full-on category, but already getting customers there as well.
Great. So great, and that's like quite a diverse experience, so I'm sure our listeners can learn a thing or two from you. I typically like to start the episode with a question of, give us an example of something that you've done that led to growth trajectory for your customer that was not expected, or actually that's what they signed up for and you were actually successful in doing it. That would be great.
A couple of examples definitely come to mind. I'm not going to talk about specific campaigns, right? There have been campaigns that have been successful from the door when we would just launch them, and that's awesome. Once you can hit it off, showing clients that you can generate results, that's the best, right? But ultimately, they'll start trusting you. But we usually start with the building trust component, which is very important for us. When we're thinking about acquiring a client, we're thinking about acquiring a partner. Our goal is, from the very sales process, when we start talking to our prospects, we're going through a very complex process of vetting out all the clients or all the prospects that come to us to ensure that we're actually a good fit or they're a good fit for us. We're doing this for the reason that we've seen clients that are not a good fit for us, not our ideal client profile, sticking for maybe a couple months or 6 months or whatever, and then wasting a lot of our resources just to leave on the very unhappy note, right? We don't want that. We decided, look, something needs to be changed. So we invested a lot to develop our process in the way where someone comes to us, we'll ask them a lot of questions, and right there and then we'll tell them, look, we believe we can help you, and we believe we have a strategy that'll be amazing for you. It'll help you grow for the next several years. Or on the contrary, we can say, look, we don't believe we're a good partner for this. Here's a list of potential agencies we can connect you to, and they're amazing. They're all great, but we just don't believe we can get there. And that raises a lot of, wow, they don't want my business. Or sometimes, wow, they're very, actually going through a lot of questions to identify if they can help us. So trust component starts there from the very, very beginning of our relationship. And then the next piece that we do is we set up all the proper tracking and we educate our clients on what is an effective marketing. And what is effective marketing is the marketing where you can clearly see the ROI of every single marketing campaign. And by the way, that's something that a lot of agencies don't do. If you look at the average report of an average agency, you would see a lot of vanity metrics. Clicks, traffic, positions, blah, blah, blah. Nothing about leads, nothing about revenue, right? But what do customers come to us, to marketing agencies for? The growth of their business, not vanity metrics. They don't care about those. They want to see how many leads do I get? What's the cost per lead?
What's the ROI? Am I getting?
What's the ROI? Is this sustainable? Like there are situations where a client would come to us, everything checks off, everything great. We set up our tracking, and we from the get-go we see that client tells us they're getting already 20 leads a month from their website, but then we verify and we end up with more like 4 leads per month. And then the 16 that come from referral sources and networking and connections and so on. So then that's a very different story, right? So transparency component, once again, is very important. And sometimes we have to play this devil advocate, and we have to start with the harsh truth, reassessing, here's what we're going to do and here's how we're going to achieve it. And that builds, I think that builds trust. I think that by understanding that they can trust us, they're okay to wait for the results. Usually in marketing, unless you're like super magician, you're not gonna get results instantaneously. It's all about building the fundamentals, building the foundation, which a lot of our prospects and clients do not have. They lack it.
That's why they're there. That's why they're looking for somebody to help them with that, basically.
Right. So we've heard so many of those comments that, wow, you guys actually come very prepared and you help us understand our own business better than we understand it from a metrics perspective, because we drill them down very hard. We ask them a lot of very uncomfortable questions, which not even their CPA is not going to ask them. And by doing so, they clearly understand that sometimes they needed our expertise to not only understand marketing, but also understand their business metrics, the unit economics per se. I hope I'm answering your question by giving this more of a generic overview.
Yeah, but I think I would like to probably double click on is, what is it from a, yes, building that trust and everything is important, but I would still like for you to share an example. Yeah, asking a lot of questions, understanding their business, and sometimes understanding it even better than some of their own people do. But then what is the next thing you do, basically? How do you guys, what is the, like, and let's say, let me ask it another way. If I'm a small business and I don't want to engage an agency, which we may think is a mistake, I'm stubborn and I'm like, I'm going to do it myself. What are the 3 things that you would ask them to do to make sure that they have a good foundation from a marketing perspective?
We would ask the company?
Yeah.
And why would they not want to engage the agency?
I'm just saying, just assume that they don't want to use somebody like you or me. They're like, I'm going to do it myself. And I'm just doing that to force you to kind of be in their shoes and just say, okay, what is it that I would need to do to make sure that I have a solid marketing foundation if I had to do it myself?
Yeah, absolutely. There are a few very important things. Number one, it's all about building brand and brand visibility online. We only do online, right? Let's talk about this.
The world lives online these days. I think there is a room for physical advertising, but I think it's, one, it is diminishing.
Right.
So in some cases, it doesn't even make sense. Yeah.
So you got to think of yourself as an expert. If you are an expert, if you're really good at what you do, then you got to make sure that people believe it. Not only people, Google, everyone believes your story. So you have to make it credible, right? You have to make sure you actually have a very solid website with proper Google My Business profile, properly filled out with all the proper information, where you clearly demonstrate how you deliver value to your clients.
Yes.
You need stellar case studies. You need amazing
content.
Reviews.
I think overall content is very important. Case studies, reviews.
Yep.
If you're an expert, you know, your opinions, like how you look at things.
Right. And you need what we call a POV, point of view, on your industry. Let's say, what makes you best? Why someone should choose you over someone else? Is it like you have a proprietary technology, a proprietary service, or maybe you've been doing this for a very long time and you clearly know, or maybe it's your education, or maybe it's your team, whatever your case is, you need to build thought leadership content, right? And thought leadership content is all around your topics. How do you do service X, Y, and Z? How do you solve clients' problems? By the way, you clearly need to understand who your ideal client profile is. If we've seen situations where our clients come to us and they're like, they have, I service this, and everyone else. Then you're not a specialist. You're a generalist. And no one wants, it's okay to hire generalists, but then generalists are usually getting less money. But if you're a brain surgeon, for instance, right?
Yeah.
Everyone will come to you for brain surgeon. Everyone will, with this particular issue, they'll pay a lot more for that type of surgery.
That's the reason, like you mentioned, that you work a lot with lawyers, so or law firms. So, you know, law firms typically specialize in a certain specific area. You know, somebody is dealing just with patents. Somebody's just dealing with criminal law. Somebody's just dealing with, like, injury.
Well, injury, exactly. And that's what they've been doing for many years. This is where they have amazing verdicts, really good case studies, and so on. So putting this all together in one place is very essential. If you don't have that, we as a marketing agency, we could be doing a lot of great things, but if you have no brand visibility, no brand recognition, then you know your prospects will go to companies that look very.
If you don't have a great story to tell, if you don't have you know that brand, if you don't have the brand that people can believe in, like, similar to what you were explaining about yourself, how you engage with your clients, building that trust and building that brand, and that goes a long way.
Yep. So brand reputation, brand recognition, brand visibility would be first thing. Second thing, I would certainly encourage you to look at your intake process. What happens after you get a lead? And you have to master it. You have to be insanely good at converting whoever comes through your doors. Because let's say you're doing it yourself or you hire a marketing agency, you're still going to invest money into marketing. And when you invest money, you want to make sure that you get the best ROI.
Right.
So whenever lead comes through your door, you have to be right there. You have to be super hungry. You have to respond to it like instantaneously, the same minute.
Yeah, I've always used an analogy that imagine you are a controller at an airport, and every lead that is coming in is actually an airplane. And it's your job to make sure that you land it safely. So that's the mindset that you got to have, is that every lead has to be accounted for and every lead has to reach its proper destination. Doesn't matter if it is you didn't win that customer, but you need to know why you did not win that customer. And obviously the goal is to convert most of them into customers, but making sure that each one of the leads is actually landing safely and wherever they need to get to.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can hire the best marketing agency in the world, and they can deliver the most outstanding results. But without proper, great intake, there's nothing going that's going to happen. And then once you have those two components taken care of, assuming that you're doing marketing yourself, I would definitely encourage you sticking with one thing at a time and mastering it. And also finding believable people or believable person they can go to and you can literally interview. Maybe a person like myself, I would go to Ivan. I would be like, Ivan, I have I'm a law firm, for instance, a personal injury law firm, right? We help people with injuries in, let's say, in Chicago. I spent 19, 20 years living in Chicago, so let's use that as an example. I don't have money or I don't believe agencies, but here's what I'm thinking to do. I'll do my own marketing and I don't know where to start. Ivan, what would you advise me to do? And I'll tell him, Joe, I think the great place to start is by either running ads or writing a lot of content on your website that will start ranking and it will land you in Google when someone is searching for your information, and that's how you would get a client. Are you comfortable running ads? No, I've never done it. Okay, so then if you're planning to do it, there are free Google courses that you can take on how to work with Google AdWords, for instance.
Or work with Ivan.
Or work with Ivan, right. But definitely stick with believable people, because at the end of the day, experts will be free. Think about it. If you hire an expert, that's really good. You invest money into them. Over time, this investment will be free, because what you get in return will more than pay for the expert that you have.
That's why the experts get hired for whatever we do in life. So.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you, Ivan. That was wonderful. I hope our listeners have learned a thing. My takeaway is that you got to build the confidence with your customer. You got to build the trust with your customer. And then as you do that, you're building a stronger brand and you have to focus on making sure that you're putting forward the value that you bring for your customers to the forefront and not be very salesy, but more about value that comes first.
That's a really good conclusion.
Yeah, thanks. And I hope to be in touch with you beyond this as well. I will go from there.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.